Working Paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. Welcome to Casual Friday on Thursday. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Nah, that's not true. I'm not doing so good. I feel pretty putrid right now.
Why?
Because we went out to see Joe Rogan last night with some fans of the show. Daniel Todd came in to see Joe Rogan with his buddy Arthur. They listened to the show and went to see Joe Rogan and drank too much wine.
Oh, hope it was red wine.
It was red wine, so I got plenty of resveratrol. I'm taking care of my after the show we did yesterday with Dr. Obrenovich, and he was telling me that, you know, red wine is better than taking a resveratrol supplement. I figured, hey, I got to take the doctor's advice and go out and drink red wine.
So you're going to have Joe Rogan on the show?
Actually, I had an opportunity to grab Joe twice.
You grabbed him?
Well, you know what I mean. He was coming after the show was over. He rounded the audience, and I stopped him, and I said, Joe, my name is Carl Lenore. I host a radio show called Superhuman Radio. My show ends up on your board. He has a board called Rogan Board, and a lot of his listeners are into MMA and physical culture, and a lot of times they'll post my show on his board. Like when we did the show on how to mask performance-enhancing drugs, we got like 12,000 downloads just from Joe Rogan's board.
Wow.
This wasn't immediate, like over the course of a few months.
Uh-huh.
And so then when we were leaving and he was out shaking hands, taking pictures and signing autographs, I leaned back into him and I said, Joe, please do the show. He had already taken my business card and said he would get in touch with me. I said, please do the show. I said, the people who are hanging out on your board, on Rogan board, listen to my show.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and he went in his wallet and he took the card out again and he looked at it. And he said, I'll get in touch with you. I said, please get in touch with me because I have no way of getting in touch with you. And he says, I'll do it. And he said my name. He says, I'll do it, Carl, like that. So
that's awesome.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to have Joe on the show. He's a big fan of physical culture because he actually worked in squats, deadlifts, and kettlebell swings into his comedy routine last night.
That's good.
Yeah, so you know that he's into working out. And he's got a great physique, so hopefully he'll do the show.
Good. So what else?
I heard that Taco Bell is doing a mea culpa, maybe because of your report on them, huh?
Yeah, they are giving away free tacos. I guess as
like that's a bargain. We just found that they don't have any meat in them.
They don't have 35% meat. However, in their beef tacos, they're giving away free tacos to their Facebook fans.
Yeah,
I guess you can get a coupon for a free taco. They're giving away 10 million coupons. As a thank you for the support of their fans.
I think they made a big mistake. I think they should have gone totally the other way. Instead of going to the people who have now been offended and insulted by thinking that they've been eating beef and finding out they've been only 35% of what they've been eating is beef, they should have embraced the vegans. They should have just turned an about face and said to the vegans and said, every vegan will give you a coupon for one of our Taco Bell beef products because there's no beef in it. And then the vegans would have said, hey, we're going to start eating at Taco Bell because they're kind to animals. So, no, they made a mistake. So, are you going to run out and get a coupon for a no beef Taco Bell product?
No, you can have my coupon if you like.
Yeah, you don't eat that stuff anyway.
No, I don't. Can have it.
Anyway, all right. So, let's see. What do we got to talk about today, Elisa? Lots of really interesting stuff.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had oatmeal from McDonald's?
I haven't. No. But I've been told that it's the only healthy thing on their menu.
Healthy?
Yes.
According to this, there's 21 ingredients added to their oatmeal. 21 ingredients. It has 10 fewer calories than the cheeseburger and more sugar in it than a Snickers bar.
Really?
Yes.
But oatmeal generally doesn't have a lot of sugar in it.
Well, they add maple sugar to theirs.
Now...
maple syrup, I'm sorry.
Maple syrup, but is it optional? Can you have the maple syrup? Can you have it without the maple syrup?
You can have it without the brown sugar or maple syrup if you ask for it.
But most people
don't
know that.
But they put it in anyway if you don't ask for it.
So that's the key. So if you are going to order from McDonald's and you're going to order oatmeal because you feel that it's healthy, then you have to specify that you don't want the sugar or maple syrup.
Right, but it's more expensive than the cheeseburger.
Is it really?
It's $2.38 per serving.
And you're probably better off with the fake meat. I mean, because I know that they use textured vegetable protein in their meat as well.
And it says that they put 11 weird ingredients in it that you never find in your kitchen. So why do they add ingredients to oatmeal?
Well, why do they add textured vegetable protein to beef? The same, because obviously it must somehow balance profits, right?
I guess.
Or maybe they feel that this could be it too. I learned a long time ago that Campbell's soup makes soups with different seasoning levels by region. Because some regions like saltier or spicier and so on. So they'll make three different tomato soups for different regions of the United States, depending on where you're buying it. Maybe McDonald's knows that the people who patronize their restaurants won't eat real oatmeal. They'll go, oh, this tastes like, you know, cardboard. I'm not going to eat this. So they have to prepare it for what their audience is, and their audience prefers all that sugar and crap that's in it.
Well, they put diced apples, dried cranberries, and raisins in it as well.
And okay, so those are a little less harmful, unless you realize that fructose is not the best thing to embrace if you're trying to lose weight. And if you're eating oatmeal, you know, weight gain may be an issue for you. So, yeah, so they know how to make... They know how to make oatmeal the wrong way, in other words.
Right, but when you think about it, they're saying that, you know, it's convenient to go to McDonald's to get it. By the time you stand in line or go through the drive-thru or whatever, it's so easy to make at home. If you're going to eat oatmeal, why not just make it at home?
Do you know that you can make cold oatmeal? If you buy the quick oats that are designed to boil and make in a minute, if you just take oatmeal, add water to it, and let it sit, the oats will absorb the water. And if you don't mind it being room temperature, you don't even have to boil water to make oatmeal.
Right.
If you're using the quick oats.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, you can make your own oatmeal, absolutely. And I used to grind oatmeal up until I found out you could buy oat flour. And I used to use it in my post-workout nutrition back in the day.
Did you put it on your face and use it as a facial, too?
No, you can, actually. Colloidal
I
oatmeal.
Know.
I made the company Aveeno famous. Yeah, exactly. You know, it seems like McDonald's is trying to create healthy food.
I hear they're coming, that the McDonald's executives are going to open a new health food, fast food restaurant chain.
Okay, now,
chain.
Are these executives breaking away from McDonald's and going off on their own, or is McDonald's going into the health food business?
The executives are launching a health food chain.
So we don't know.
I don't think they're breaking away.
So it's part of McDonald's.
It is part of McDonald's.
So this is kind of like the crack dealer opening up a rehab center in your neighborhood. So first they hook you on crack, and then they get you off of it to make money on it. So here they're gonna try to, I guess, reprieve themselves by going into the health food business. What does McDonald's know about healthy food? Look what they're doing to oatmeal.
Exactly. That was my point. Evidently, a former personal chef to Oprah. His name is Art Smith. He's going to be one of the chefs for the new
and
health food.
And God knows that Oprah looks great right now. I think she actually the reason she goes through chefs so quickly is because she attempts to eat them, and they get scared and they leave. I know that was mean. I'm sure that it's going to be a sexist remark. We'll discuss that later in the show. But you know, why would you want to take advice from someone who taught Oprah how to eat?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, no,
I don't know how to answer that question.
That's one that I don't want to know about.
Well, really. The name of the restaurant is going to be LYFE, and that stands for Love Your Food Every Day.
LYFE, Love Your Food. So they're going TCBY, the country's best yogurt. They're taking that approach.
They're going to have an acronym.
And what is that? And what does that acronym phonetically spell out? Life.
Exactly.
L-Y-F-E.
Life. Mm-hmm.
It really should mean, let's see here, let you feel exploited. That's what it should be.
Would you like to hear some of the items that are going to be on the menu?
Yes, please.
The very first one, sweet corn chowder.
Mm-mm. GMO corn at its best.
Yum, okay. Y'all.
Yeah, yum, y'all. There you go.
Wild mushroom flatbread, unfried chicken with natural barbecue sauce, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, now you know what natural means. Corn syrup is natural. Right?
Uh-huh. Yep. And teriyaki beef bowl that has brown rice, quinoa, teriyaki beef tips, and stir-fried vegetables.
You know what? I'm going to make a prediction that that this company is going to come out with a bull hockey line of products that make their customers feel like they're eating healthier, but they really won't serve healthy food. Let's see them belly up to the bar and produce their beef products with grass-fed beef. Then I'll believe that they understand what true health is. And you know what? I don't think they're going
to
do it.
Assess their planning to source their ingredients locally if possible.
Oh, big deal. They're going to buy their corn syrup locally instead of from ConAgra across the world. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got some exciting stuff to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Thursday because we will be at the Arnold Fitness Extravaganza this
Yippee.
Weekend. Sit tight. We'll be right back. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to aaefx.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today. One Testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
OP Resources has a great discount. Additional 25% off their already low, low prices when you go to opresource.net Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, capital S SUPER, capital H HUMAN, all one word, 25, SUPERHUMAN25 at checkout. Get an additional 25% off. They're ridiculously low prices. My God, with 25% off, GHRP is almost free. Everybody should be using it. Okay, there you go. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday on Thursday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. If you are not her friend, you should be, because she gets things done. As many of you know, you send me messages, and I never get them because I don't have the time to read everything. But when you send it to Elisa, she says to me, hey, do this, and I do it. So if you want to get things done on Superhuman Radio, go to Facebook and find Elisa Profumo, P-R-O-F-U-M-O, and friend her. Okay, I received an email from a female listener whose name I will allow to remain anonymous. I didn't ask her if I could read her name on the air. But here's the email I got. And this was in reference to the discussion we had about Rush Limbaugh and Michelle Obama on the last show. She said, I found your comments about Michelle Obama in relation to Rush Limbaugh's comments on his radio show to be offensive, thoughtless, and sexist. You completely missed the boat. Commenting on anyone's body that way is inappropriate, especially a female's. You said she's incredibly overweight, which is not true. Your subsequent argument about the change in defining obesity were completely irrelevant and demonstrated your lack of substantive argument to make such a lewd comment about her weight. A role model for our country's nutrition should not be scrutinized for her figure. What? But for her diet and for the information she provides to the general public. Healthy eating and physical training in the respect that you report on and engage in is not necessarily related. It is disgusting and ignorant that you would assume a healthy diet means a ripped bod. I am a longtime listener of your show and doubt I'll have any interest in your comments in the future. Signed, XXXXXX. Of course, I emailed her back and disagreed with everything she said. And someone put up on Facebook, well, what did Carl say? You know, we need to get a copy of what I said. So before I comment about her email, I'm going to go ahead and play two brief clips of what I said about Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Okay, here's the first one. Hold on. Okay, so there's Rush weighing in on nutrition. Now, first of all, well, I have to ask you this question.
Okay.
I happen to like Rush. I like Rush when he's talking about political messages. Okay.
He sounded like an angry old man on that clip, though.
Yeah. Well, Rush needs testosterone therapy. If he came to me, I would have him youthful and happy again. He wouldn't be railing about some of these things. But I have no issue with ribs. I have an issue with the sugar in the barbecue sauce, which was totally missed in the message. And once again, Rush is under the misunderstanding that is making this country sick. That it is fat that is the enemy, number one.
Right.
And that is that calories matter.
I agree totally.
Okay. So now you, what do you think of what he said?
Well, you know, I do agree with what he said, that if you're going to talk the talk, then walk the walk was basically his message to Michelle Obama.
Right.
And I agree with that.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to be out there telling people to eat healthy and trying to be a leader in that arena, then do it yourself.
Well, not only do it yourself, but let's take that a step further. Average people can live the 80-20 rule because they're not preaching.
Right.
But if you're preaching, you really need to be 90-10 or 95-5 or maybe 100% on the game all the time, because you have to be the absolute model of what you're preaching.
Right. You have to walk the walk that you're talking about.
And, right. Okay. Now, first thing is I want to point out that I took issue with Rush Limbaugh's misunderstanding about calories, fat, and animal protein.
And the sugar in the barbecue
sauce. And I said he missed the boat about the sugar in the barbecue sauce. I also said that if you want to be a role model, if you want to be a role model, if you want to be a sports role model, you have to be the best at your sport. You can't slack, smoke cigarettes, and then go play the game, because people don't like – we've seen athletes who, when they make a mistake, people, you know, shoot them down from grace.
Right.
Okay. So Michelle Obama is preaching the nation needs to get with the program. So she should be the one that abstains the greatest to show that it can be done, to motivate us that, hey, you know what, if she can do it, I can at least do a little bit better than I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
That's all I said there.
Okay. Now the next clip.
And this is what I said about Michelle Obama's body.
And I think maybe, okay, play the clip.
No,
we'll
say we're going to.
Well, because I think you put obesity in the same sentence.
Yes.
So people think that you were talking that she was obese and she's not obese.
No, and let's listen to this.
Okay.
Here we go. Right.
I read an article saying
And then you're splitting hairs. Who cares if it was correct? He missed the boat on the real message. But here's, that was the intrinsic thing. The extrinsic issue for me is that Michelle Obama, I'm sure she's a wonderful person, wonderful woman, does not embody physically what I think should be the poster person for someone who is becoming a nutritional, the nutritional conscience for the United States.
A nutritional guru.
Right. She doesn't have, you know, everybody always talks about, as you like to say, her guns. They always talk about her guns. But she's way overweight.
She doesn't have
she's
guns.
She's very overweight. And you know, and the real issue here is this for me. The bar for is obesity has changed. You know, they used to have a term morbidly obese for people that were like 75 pounds overweight because they implied that your overweightness now could impair your lifespan. So they called it morbidly obese. Uh-huh. Now, most people who are overweight are 75 pounds overweight. And now morbidly obese people have to be 150 pounds or more overweight. So the morbidly obese, morbidly obese is the new obese now.
Right.
And so now when you look at somebody that is just out of shape and moderately obese, like 50, 75 pounds overweight, you look at them like, oh, they're okay. Okay. Now, I did not say that Michelle Obama was obese.
You said
I said she is overweight.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And I'll stick with that. I'm willing to bet that Michelle Obama is probably about 150 pounds. And this is my guess. And I'm willing to bet that she's at least 35% body fat.
Well, but you did not say she's obese.
No, I didn't. But I will stand with what I'm saying. Michelle Obama is not the model. The idea that a person's body should not be representative of their nutritional message is exactly opposite. Why would you want to take nutritional advice from somebody who can't even get their own body lean?
And let's point out that there's no political agenda here.
No.
Okay? I mean, there's just not.
No.
I think she's doing a good job of bringing nutrition awareness. I approve of that. I mean,
yes.
I think that's great. Not that, that
but
I
again,
have to
but
approve,
again,
but...
you know what? Again, you know what? It would be like me doing this show and preaching to people that they should train. And I get into the gym once a month at that. Uh-huh. And I'm telling everybody, no, you got to get into the gym 5 times a week. If you're going to have some, you need to go to the gym 5 times a week. And then I'm slacking. I'm sitting at home watching television, eating peanuts and laying on the couch. And then I come in here for 2 hours a day and go, hey, you people need to get off your asses and go out and train. But I'm not willing to do it.
I feel bad that she got upset. I think that it's a shame.
I think Rush Limbaugh was off base completely with his remarks about her,
uh-huh.
Especially a guy who was hooked on OxyContin. So let's be honest here. Rush has had battles with his weight. He happens to be thin now. He could be fat again pretty soon. He's missing the boat completely when it comes to nutrition. He was addicted to a drug called hillbilly heroin. So he's the last guy to throw a stone.
Right.
Okay. But I stand with what I said, that Michelle Obama is not indicative of the person who should be preaching about nutrition. Now, if she got with the program and she really got it and she brought her body weight down to the point where she was only 10 or 15% body fat.
And she doesn't have, I mean, you don't have to have a ripped bod.
No.
Figure competitors have the ripped bods. Not
no,
everybody
no.
in the gym.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between 30% body fat. See, that's the problem. The norm has become 30% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
The average person carries, you know, 30 to 40 pounds of fat on their body. We are a nation. We become the skinny fat nation.
Right.
You know. Oh well, just because I wear a size 4 dress, I'm not fat. Well, guess what? If your body has a large amount of subcutaneous and visceral fat, then you have fat on you.
Uh-huh.
And yes, your nutrition is indicative of how much your fat level is indicative of the success of your nutrition. So I will, I'm not apologizing to this listener. And I emailed her back and, you know, told her she may want to listen one last time today when I address her email on the air. I do not believe I'm sexist. I talk openly the same way about men who position themselves as gurus and miss the boat.
And you said that Rush missed the boat with what he said.
Right. And I talk about myself, my gyno. I talk about myself, my own body issues. I put pictures of myself up on Facebook. And I am not a guru. I don't present myself as a guru. And I have a feeling that I have a better grasp on this than Rush or Obama.
I just think it's a shame if she doesn't listen to the show, because your show really does have a good message. And I think that she'll be missing out, and that's sad.
No, I mean, look, everybody's – she, I believe that, as I said in my reply to her, I can't help but think that your overly sensitive response masks some other agenda. It wasn't – this wasn't – she said I said things that I didn't say, and I've just played it on the air. And that's the facts.
Okay.
No, that's it. So we're going to move on. And on that note, before we go into our break, I have to tell you, for those of you who get into arguments and debates with people about calories being calories,
uh-huh.
In 1956, the IDEAL study was done by Dr. Keckwick and Dr. Pawan. Okay.
Right.
And they took subjects for 5 to 9 days and put them on isocaloric diets of 1,000 calories a day,
uh-huh.
Which theoretically, you should lose weight at 1,000 calories a day. And the only thing that they asked was group A got 90% of their calories from fat. Group B got 90% of their calories from proteins. And group 3 got 90% of their calories from carbohydrate sources.
Uh-huh.
Which meant that the carbohydrate people got the most food, 255 grams of carbohydrate, to reach that 1,000-calorie mark. Okay. The group that ate fat lost 0.9 pounds a day. The group that ate protein lost 0.6 pounds a day. The group that ate exclusively carbohydrates gained 2.2 kilograms of fat in the period of 9 days. So those of you who still believe and embrace that we should think about calories, like when Rush was saying, oh, well, that was a 1,500-calorie meal, mm-hmm. means nothing. It means nothing. If it was all protein and fat, means nothing. It's actually healthy. She's going to lose weight from eating that.
Uh-huh.
So whenever you get into an argument or debate with somebody about calories, just cite Keckwick and Pawan, 1956. We know for a fact that a calorie is not a calorie, because when you eat 1,000 calories almost exclusively of carbohydrates, you gain weight. And when you eat 1,000 calories exclusively of protein or fat, you lose weight. That's it.
So
end of story.
Why are the nutritionists and the dietitians still talking about calories?
Because it's simple. It's simple. It's harder to teach people to embrace their foods as opposed to their calories. It's harder. Mm-hmm. You have people out there who don't want to eat proteins because they feel sorry for animals, like the vegans. So you have to give them what they want too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And on top of that, the government implies that we should be eating carbohydrates. Why? Because the government subsidizes the growth of corn and grain.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's the reasons behind it, whoever, you know, whatever they are, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is Keckwick and Pawan, 1956. Don't forget that anytime you get into a debate with somebody about a calorie being a calorie being a calorie. It's not a mathematical process.
It's not a mathematical equation.
It's a function of physiology. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or or stack all of the new Andros Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas.
This is a funny song.
Mamas, mamas.
Mamas, mamas, mamas.
Baby mamas, mamas.
Baby mamas, mama.
Yeah. Go like this.
Be careful. You might be sexist.
I know. I'm far from sexist.
No, you're not.
All right, so anyway.
So.
I think I want to have fish for lunch today. What do you think?
I'm not so sure about that. Do you know where your fish comes from?
I think so. It comes from a beautiful, pristine lake somewhere or a perfect, untouched ocean that is devoid of oil spillage and sewage. And right? Isn't that where fish comes from?
You don't think it comes from dirty sewage water pumped with toxic antibiotics and banned drugs just to keep the fish alive?
Oh, yum. Yes. That's
yum, y'all.
Yeah. You know what? I used to laugh and joke about back in the day when I was in the alarm business, and we would take the old backup batteries, which are lead acid batteries, out of their old alarm systems. And they'd say, what are you going to do with that battery? I'd say, I just throw it in the river. It makes the catfish bigger. But you mean to tell me that that's actually what's in the water?
Well, 80% of the fish and shrimp, I can't say that word, shrimp.
You don't like to eat it either,
like,
do you?
No. Actually comes from overseas.
Right.
And the fish that we're eating comes from China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
And Dr. Rouse told me, because he lived in Asia for many, many years, you cannot live anywhere filthier. And that the fact that they promote this concept that cancer is low there, but actually cancer is rampant there, but we just don't get the facts about it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Rouse said that the food is filthy. Everything is filthy there.
Well, the Department of Agriculture in Alabama, they're testing all of the fish that come into their state because they're not relying on the FDA.
Right.
And they say that 40 and 50% of their tests on fish come out positive for drugs that are pumped into the fish, called nitrofurans.
Right.
There's three different kinds of chemicals are toxic that are found in the fish.
I mean, these are really toxic drugs.
Very toxic drugs.
And
they're
and
so toxic that they're banned from humans can't take them.
Did you see how the folks in Alabama were testing the fish? They would take them and put them into what appeared to be a food processor. And all I could think of was the old Saturday Night Live skit with Bill Murray and Bass-O-Matic, where they would put a bass in a blender and blend it, and then he was supposed to drink it. But anyway, that I digress. I'm sorry.
Oh, and the worst of all were the shrimp, the catfish, the crab meat, and the tilapia.
And tilapia, it's like on every menu, every
I
place
know,
you go.
Everybody's
right? eating tilapia like, oh, tilapia is so good. It's a white fish. It's so good.
I know. I had some the other day.
I'm not eating tilapia anymore.
Well, the restaurants don't have to tell you where it comes from.
Can you ask?
You can ask. I'm not even sure if they'll know, but in the
grocery stores,
they have to put on the label where it's shipped in from.
Right.
Like Costco had some from Indonesia. Their right. tilapia was from Indonesia, and that's one of the tainted, toxic fishes is from Indonesia.
Man, so you really do have to know where your fish is coming from. And from what I understand, they actually sent investigative reporters over there and came back with pictures of like
footage
of wastewater, mm-hmm. sewage water. I mean, people's poopy being pumped.
People's poopy?
Yeah, it's being pumped into these pools where these fish are being raised.
And the FDA said that they did not find sufficient resources to prove all of this.
Right.
So
well, the FDA is on the job. Everybody knows that if the FDA says that it's okay, that you should not only take it, but you should take it 10 times a day. Didn't the FDA just recently slip up on something else? What was that thing you were telling me about the alcohol swabs?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. There's alcohol swabs that are tainted and with bacteria, and it's causing people lots of diseases and death even.
And we have a large audience that injects, and they probably use alcohol swabs.
And not only the alcohol swabs, but there was tainted lubricating jelly. There was tainted hemorrhoid cream from the same company.
Right, right.
Right. So,
we'll get into that. Okay.
But back to the fish, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
So you really can't, you have to be, we always think fish is so healthy.
Right.
Fish is my go-to food when I want to eat healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay away. I've never eaten catfish. I think I've eaten it once in my life in moving to Kentucky. Obviously, catfish is a big dinner here. I've never eaten catfish because they are the garbage men of the river.
Right.
Yeah, they suck all the poopy and everything off the floor from the other fish.
However, my grandfather taught me that catfish skim the surface at night. So we set up bank poles and caught catfish. I ate it one time, and he's the one that cooked it for me.
Right. And maybe if you're catching them when they're skimming, there's like less disgusting stuff in them. But catfish, shrimp, tilapia,
and crab meat.
Crab meat. So those, to stay away from those three to minimize your intake of toxic chemicals. There you go. And make sure you know where your fish comes from, because it could be coming from your toilet without you realizing it. An unflushed toilet at that.
And I mentioned Costco a few minutes ago. I just wanted to mention this, that they've been in talks with Greenpeace because evidently Costco carries fish that's on the endangered species list.
Oh, wonderful.
So they've just signed an agreement with Greenpeace to stop selling
Yeah, actually they've agreed to stop selling those fish, but now they're adding Komodo dragon to their offerings, which is only like 7 left in the world. They're going to start selling Komodo dragon steaks now instead.
But the fish they've agreed on is Atlantic cod, Atlantic halibut, sea bass, Greenland halibut, grouper, monkfish, orange roughy, redfish, shark, skates and rays, swordfish.
Yeah, skatefish, right.
Swordfish and bluefin tuna.
So those are all, and they're so heavily caught that they're endangered now? Is that right?
According to Greenpeace.
Oh, what does Greenpeace know? Come on. These guys out there with their little rafts with motors on them chasing the big vessels, they're crazy, those guys.
Is that what they do?
Oh, my God. I would never have the guts to be a Greenpeace member. That's crazy.
And one more thing I do want to mention, not just the health issue, but also American fishermen who play by the rules and do what they're supposed to, they're losing their jobs because they can't compete with the price of the importers that are importing the fish
right.
from, like, the tilapia from Indonesia.
Right.
They can't compete with the price. So Americans are losing jobs because of this.
So it hurts us in both ways. So we need to. So really, what we need to do is patronize fish that are, that comes from American sources.
Yes,
that's the best bet.
That is the best bet.
And what about the Gulf with BP? I think it'd be even cheaper to fish in the Gulf now because you don't even have to fish. You could just pick the fish up as they're laying at the top of the water with like a scooper. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Kind of like gathering roadkill, but on the ocean. So that's a good idea. Let's see if they do that instead. Anyway, so let's go back to these alcohol swabs since we're on the FDA hunt for a couple seconds here. What's
okay.
going on?
Well, evidently, there's a company by the name of Triad Group of Heartland, Wisconsin, that makes these alcohol swabs. And a little boy who's 2 years old just recently died from a contaminated alcohol wipe.
That's terrible because these are being used to create an aseptic environment before an injection. So people are using these to kill anything on the surface of their skin and then injecting and actually putting stuff on the surface of the skin that then hurts them.
Also, it says that government documents obtained by MSNBC showed that the FDA knew about the tainted products but didn't do anything about it since July of 2009.
They couldn't do anything about it. They were busy chasing down people who buy raw milk and farmers that produce raw milk, which is really hurting people. Then why? They had no time for that. The FDA is a joke. You guys, if you listen to this show ever, you guys are the laughingstock. I mean, my God, somebody needs to take an enema and put it in right where the FDA is and flush everything out once and for all. You're useless. You know what? You won't approve drugs that can help people because you cite that you're worried about people being hurt. But then you let stuff like this go on and hurt people. Why? How do you select what you're willing to let people die from? How do you select that, FDA? Is it all because of the money you get from your clients, the members of your big cult club that pay you? It's disgusting. The FDA needs to be disbanded, not made larger and given more tentacles. Disbanded completely. Let the free market settle this. You know what? What's the name of the company with the
Triad, but they make it for generics. So let me just read this.
Yeah.
It says H&P Industries, which does business as the Triad Group. It's the Triad Group out of Wisconsin.
Right.
They're among the largest providers in the U.S. of generic medical products, often sold under private labels of grocery stores such as Safeway, Kroger, drugstores such as CVS and Walgreens. So be careful if you're using the alcohol wipes under these generic names.
I buy those alcohol wipes for traveling mm-hmm. from Walgreens. So chances are I have some of these wipes.
I don't know that I'd use them. I think I'd...
I know what I'm going to do with them.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to feed them to the fish in the fish farm. And
maybe, wipe your fish down.
Yeah, I'm going to wipe the fish down to make sure that they're truly poisonous before I eat them. That's what I'll do. I'll wipe my fish down. Should we take a break now, or do we have another topic that we have to move to first?
Well, also, just want to mention, they also make hemorrhoid creams, lubricating jelly. And so if you're using those products,
beware.
Be careful.
You know what? And bodybuilders use hemorrhoid cream to tighten the skin before a show.
Oh, do they?
So, yeah, they'll wipe it on their legs or their arms or their bellies to give their skin a more tight look. And they're probably absorbing a lot of that stuff.
Be careful.
All right, how about this? We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Casual Friday
on
Thursday. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also
also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, Elisa.
Yes.
Did you see that Danny Todd put the picture he took from the improv last night of him and Joe Rogan up on his Facebook?
I saw that. I didn't get a picture with Joe.
No, because we raced out.
I know.
We just wanted to get out.
You had too much wine.
Well, I had too much wine, and also I left my credit card at the restaurant before we went there. It was like the whole time I just envisioned the waitress paying her rent with my credit card. So I had to get out of there and get right to the restaurant to get my credit card back. But
good
anyway,
picture of Danny and Joe.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, Danny's a great guy. I love meeting listeners. You know, I'm hoping that we meet some people at the Arnold too. It's always nice to meet people that listen to the show and get feedback and stuff like that.
Right.
So anyway, back to the next subject at hand. We know the benefits of exercise, but there are some strange things that happen as a result of exercise as well, right? Some bizarre things, right?
Some bizarre side effects, yes.
Side effects. And that side effects meaning not necessarily good, like bigger biceps, in other words.
Right.
What are the bizarre side effects of exercise, Elisa?
Well, there's 10. Do you want me to list them all for you?
Well, list the ones that you think are the most bizarre. How about that?
Okay, here's one. Passing gas.
Yeah, we all know that one. I have to tell you something. When I used to work out at Powerhouse Gym in Louisville, I used to get there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Powerhouse was a very small gym. And quite often I'd show up at the gym, and the place would be empty, and I loved it because I felt like it was my gym. And this is back in 2004, 2005 when I was powerlifting. And inevitably, even if the gym is empty, if you want a pretty girl to come and stand next to you, just fart. The gym, this happened to me on two different occasions. The gym was empty. It was 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm loving it. I'm in the back in the squat rack this one time. And I have gas. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I go to the bathroom and do this? And I look around. I go, the gym is empty. What's the chances of someone like showing up in the next minute or two? For like that should be enough time for it to diffuse, right?
Right.
And I fart, and literally, I farted and turned to the right, and here comes this girl with her water bottle and her Walkman on. I was like, oh my God, my fart just made this girl appear. And then she comes and uses the rack right next to me. And she didn't stay very long, and I'm assuming it's because of the protein gas that I let out. And the same thing happened one other time. The gym was empty, I was doing leg curls at the end of a leg day, laying down doing leg curls, and I fart. And this girl that I happen to know, who was a female wrestler with the OVW, comes walking in the gym within like a minute of me farting and comes and uses the machine directly across from me. So I tell you out there that if you want a girl to come and stand next to you in the gym, just fart. She'll be there. She'll just like appear out of thin air. That's it.
It says, each time you contract the muscles around your internal organs, you up your chances of letting one loose.
Oh, listen, powerlifters poop their pants when they squat some days.
They do?
Oh, I was at Charles Staley's gym in Arizona one day, and he had a powerlifter there who was squatting like he got up into the 500s and went down and tried to do a second rep, and he did get the second rep out. And when he got to the top, he goes, I got to go to the bathroom and change my drawers. I said, what happened? He goes, I just pooped. He did.
Well, it says to stay clear of gassy foods such as dairy, beans, and broccoli.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here's another one. Corgasm.
Ah, the famous corgasm. Actually, it was first talked about on my show 3 years ago by Cassandra Forsythe. She wrote a book called Your Perfect Body for Women's Day magazine, and she wrote about the corgasm. It's
really?
Actually, it's a phenomenon that happens to women.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't happen to men. When they do certain movements, like a hanging leg raise where you bend your knees so it looks like you're sitting at the top,
uh-huh,
they can actually cause themselves to have an orgasm from the friction, if you will, of their thighs and contracting their lower abdomen at the same time over and over again in a rhythm.
Well, I know what my new favorite exercise is going to be.
I know. When she told me that on the show, I said, you know what? Next time I see a girl doing that movement, I'm going to watch and see if she really continues to do it, and if her face changes, like, you know, like Harry Met Sally, like if something's going on.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have that exercise there. But yeah, I corgasm is another one. What else?
Okay. How about yawning?
During exercise?
Yeah. Yawning during exercise. You've never yawned while you exercise? I've yawned all the time anyway.
I know. Well, I'm tired. I haven't had a good night's sleep in 2 nights. But, I mean, I may have yawned on the way into the gym, but I don't think I've ever yawned once I started working out. But yawning is a function of carbon dioxide buildup.
If you jump straight into a workout, your body is still adjusting to your change in breathing and blood vessel dilation.
Yeah.
Yawning may be an indicator that you're warming up.
Yeah, I mean, because yawning is designed to expel carbon dioxide. And so I was going to say, if you're retaining carbon dioxide, you're not breathing deep enough for some reason, I can see you would yawn. So that makes sense to me.
How about incontinence?
Like making wee-wee in your pants?
I think so.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Again, if you're doing a very, very heavy movement, your bladder is full. Sure. I mean, that's why you should go potty before you work out.
Well, it says here that as women age, their pelvic muscles weaken over time, and especially after pregnancy. So I guess Kegel exercises.
And estrogen therapy has been shown to reverse that because of the diaphragm floor becomes strengthened by estrogen. So with women who are on hormone replacement therapy don't develop old age incontinence like many women do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another option, another reason to have a woman on hormone replacement therapy. She won't tinkle.
Oh, really?
Accidentally. Yeah, sure.
How about ear popping? My ear pops when I'm in an airplane.
Yeah, I've never had that happen to me during exercise.
And it's the same thing. It says if you have ear popping, stay hydrated, swallow, and yawn. That's what you do when you're in an airplane,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, same thing. Chew gum. Chewing gum helps, too. What else?
How about hives?
So breaking out, probably from sweating, maybe, right? Is that what they're saying? Because you sweat?
Oh, it's exercise-induced anaphylaxis.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
An allergic reaction that leads to hives, flushing, and wheezing.
Wheezing, I've heard that you can actually bring on exercise-induced asthma. For people who don't even have asthma, they can have like a bronchial problem as a result of exercise.
I had that once.
Yeah, really? What happened?
It went away.
Like right away went away or?
No. I mean, I just remember the doctor told me one time that it could be exercise-induced asthma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's not a chronic situation. It happens once or twice in your life and then it goes away.
And of course, cramps from electrolyte imbalances, dehydration, right. ill-fitting shoes.
Yeah, I mean,
some of these aren't bizarre, really.
I know. I was going to say some of these aren't really that bizarre. What's the funniest thing you ever witnessed at the gym? Anything that just made you go, "Oh my God, that is so funny."
I'm really so focused when I'm in the gym. I don't really pay attention to funny things. I put my headphones on and go after it.
You actually ignore people, don't you?
I try to, but sometimes, I mean, even with headphones on, people come up and talk to me.
Right. And people always come up and say, and I've been with you and I know this, they always say, "Are you a competitor?" And you're like, "No, I'm not." A lot of young guys do that. I've seen a lot of young guys come up to you and go, "Ma'am, excuse me, but I don't mean to be rude, but are you a competitor?"
I had one guy come up to me one day in the gym, and he asked me, it was a young, he was in his 20s, right. And asked me how old I was. And I said, "Well, I think I'm old enough to be your mother."
And what did
and
he say?
He said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but my mama sure don't look like you."
That's funny. Funniest thing I ever saw happen in the gym, I was with Billy Mitchell and a friend of his, and I was working out, and Billy and this guy were talking. And they used to have electrical outlets high up on the wall in some spots in Powerhouse Gym. I guess they were probably for like fans or lights or something like that. And the guy that Billy was talking to was sweating. He had been like doing cardio all morning, and his t-shirt was so wet that it was like transparent. So Billy's talking to this guy, and all of a sudden the guy folds his arms and throws himself back on one leg and like leans against the wall. And upon doing this, within like a couple seconds of him being against the wall, he starts to like dance like a fish out of water. He's like jingling. And then he pulls himself away. The water from his sweat from his t-shirt created a continuity, a conductiveness with the electrical outlet that he leaned against. And he electrocuted himself by leaning against the electrical outlet.
You're kidding.
No, the sweat must have like gathered in that spot where he was leaning. And went in just enough where the AC inside there must have arced and hit right into his back.
Wow.
And when he jumped off the wall, Billy, he was all red-faced. I came walking over, and the guy goes, "I just got electric shock from this." And I thought, "Oh, my God, that's the funniest." I mean, I've heard about people, men, urinating on the third rail of an electric-run train track and getting electrocuted because the electricity will actually travel up the urine right into their penis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, and dying from it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so this guy, he kind of did something similar, but it was funny the way he started like dancing and jingling, and then he pulled himself off of the wall. That was funny. Okay, what do we got to fill a couple minutes with here? Let's see. This came out of the news. This is one of those Annie's mailboxes. This is, like a Dear Abby type
like
of thing.
Like Ann Landers, Dear Abby thing.
This woman writes that her husband has dramatic mood swings. One minute he's nice, the next minute he's grouchy and angry. She asked the woman, Kathy Mitchell and Marcy Sugar, "What do you think it is? Could he be bipolar, schizophrenic? I've asked him to return to his specialist, but he won't." Basically, the guy has severe mood swings. Of course, they gave him the standard from one woman to another. You know, you shouldn't put up with it. If he won't go to his doctor, you probably should leave him. There's no sense in... And, you know, being in a situation like that, I have a different answer. He needs to go to a doctor and be put on testosterone. Because when testosterone levels drop in older men, and this guy is older, I believe in the article here it says he's in his 60s, yes. When testosterone levels drop in older men and estrogen levels rise, that is when men become moody, grumpy, grouchy, and mean. It's because of the estrogen levels. I hate to shock you women who love to say, that, you know, testosterone is this dangerous, bad hormone that makes men aggressive, but that's not true. Men with the highest testosterone levels have the lowest levels of aggression. Men with the highest estrogen levels have the highest levels of aggression. This has been proven in studies. It is the imbalance in testosterone ratio to estrogen that causes men to be grouchy, mean, and actually have severe mood swings. So if your significant other is older than 40, and he is starting to act like a fool because he flies off the handle easily. He gets angry and threatening and mean and grumpy and grouchy. Don't divorce him. Find a therapist that'll find a doctor that'll put him on testosterone. In a week or two, he'll be back to his same loving self that he was when he was in his 20s and 30s and courting you.
But what do you say to someone when they say, oh, well, I don't need testosterone. I don't have problems with erections.
That's what they always say.
I know, right?
Every time I talk to somebody and we talk about testosterone, men invariably will always say, oh, I don't have a problem with testosterone. You know, I have a lot of sex. It's not about sex, guys. Testosterone is not about sex. You're just as confused as these women who think testosterone is an evil hormone that causes wars. It's not. Testosterone is about protecting the body, protecting the heart, protecting the brain, reversing the damages that come with age. Sure, libido is affected by testosterone, but it's not exclusively. Estrogen, dopamine, these hormones have a more profound effect on libido than testosterone does.
So, interesting.
Yeah, and I know, invariably, whenever I talk to an older guy and say, start talking about testosterone, he'll always say to me, well, I don't have a problem with sex. I have a good libido. It's not about that, man. That's not what it's about.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, because they feel like, again, that testosterone is this hormone that makes them a man and sex is manly and, you know, it's just very confused. So there you go. Now I said something against men. So I'm sure that I'll get a letter now from a guy who says, what's the opposite of sexist? Is sexist mean that I only pick on women?
I think so.
Okay. Well, now I'm a manist. I'm picking on men. All right. Well, listen, we've come to the end of the show. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we pull the plug?
There was one listener that wanted to know, and I'm looking for it on Facebook, and I can't find who it was, that wanted to know about how to choose a good doctor, what kind of guidelines.
We can do a show on that. We'll have to do a show on that. That is really a good subject, and we'll do a show on that. But what I do want to mention, which was also put on my Facebook, is people are asking me to put up a V-Bulletin forum on Superhuman Radio. And if you think that a forum would do well on Superhuman Radio, I already have the V-Bulletin. I just never deployed it. I just feel like, do we need one more forum to post on? There are so many good forums out there where people spend time posting information and learning, that I feel like who the heck needs another one?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'll put one up. I actually have the V Bulletin that and it's already up on the server, and I just have to link to it, and we can start doing posts on each individual show where listeners can go there and banter back and forth about the topics.
Okay.
So if you think that I should have a forum up on the Superhuman Radio website, let me know. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Call in 206-222-2218 or Facebook myself or Elisa Profumo, and we'll get it deployed. I'm also going to need moderators. If we get a forum, somebody's going to have to moderate and keep spam off of it. And so if you think you're up for the job and you want to be the moderator of a forum, let me know. We'll hook it up. So that's the end of this show. We will be rerunning an older show tomorrow because we will be heading to the Arnold.
Yay.
And I'll be checking Facebook. For those of you who are going to the Arnold and want to meet up, we'll give you different points where we may be at vendor booths and stuff like that. And we'll try to see as many fans as we possibly can, right?
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Nope.
I think we covered it all. Let's go out and have a piece of tilapia wrapped with catfish and shrimp.
And clean it off with your bacteria-laced alcohol wipes.
Well, there you go. There you go. Excellent. All right, everybody, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.